NFL picks.
Brought to you by your Central Ohio Chevy dealers. Find new roads at your Central Ohio Chevy dealers.
All right, pure trash. Just do the opposite. Here last week, I wanted to join you. You were 3-9 against the number.
Oh, that's great.
I was just a robust 5-7, so that's good news. Chargers at the Raiders tonight. Raiders, well, Chargers are the favorite. They are -2.
I don't even know what to make of this team. They've looked bad. They smoked Green Bay. I mean, what are we talking about?
I know. It's Raiders have been weirdly competitive, right?
I can't believe they beat Detroit last week. I mean, it's just... I feel like I'm living in crazy town.
Played a very tough schedule, and now they've got some decent home games. And like you said, I don't think I can rule that out of them beating the Lions. I'm going to take the two. I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm going to ride the Raiders.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to do it too.
Ravens -10 at Cincinnati.
-10. No AJ Green. Young quarterback. I mean, Maddie, your guys, they seem like a team that would have a letdown to you.
Against Ryan Finley?
If AJ Green was playing, I would be a little nervous because he has torches. The fact that he's out makes me feel a little bit better. Well, it is a 10-point spread. That's a big spread.
But it's Finley.
I'm not talking about letdown to loss. I'm talking letdown to be within a touchdown.
I'm gonna,
a touchdown game.
I'm going to take the better team in a divisional game on the road, laying the 10. This isn't a game that I don't – it's easy they could take it. They could take it for granted, but I don't think this team is wired that way. I'm going to take the Ravens to cover that big number.
Yeah, I'm going to take – I'm going to lay the points, Rothman.
Bills at Browns. Browns -2.5.
Browns -2.5 or Bills, you said?
Browns are the favorite at home, -2.5.
What is going on here?
Well, what do you mean? It's not like statistically they're both that different. They really aren't.
But the Bills have a much better record.
They're on the road. It tells you that they still feel like there's some fight in the Browns, that they have talent, they're at home. Like,
you know what, Rothman? Screw the Browns. They've screwed me long enough. Yeah. I think half of my losses are attributed to the Cleveland Browns.
I know.
I'm done with them. They've got to earn my love
back.
You're
taking Buffalo?
Yes. You're giving me 2.5?
I apologize to everyone who I told to pick up the Browns defense in fantasy. I owe everyone something. As I was the big leader in the clubhouse on that.
You might want to put some restrictions on what you might owe, though.
Well, I didn't say what. I just said we'll think of something. Browns, I'm taking them. Taking them at home.
Goods and services?
I'm taking them at home. All right, you're going Buffalo.
I'm going Buffalo.
Lions at Bears. Bears -2.5.
I'm taking the Lions. I'm riding the Lions. They should have.
Trubisky, I want all the TVs turned off in Hallis Hall. I don't want to hear anybody talking bad. Why not? Actually, turn up the volume.
Let me soak in that
hate.
Let
me motivate. Right. What do you mean shut it out?
Bathe in the hate, Ross.
Sometimes shutting out the noise is smart. Sometimes you got to hear the noise because it's real. Jimmy Pearsall, the great former White Sox, wrote a book. It was entitled The Truth Hurts. And he might need a little pain. I'm going to take the Bears at home, divisional game. Giants at Jets. Giants -2.5.
Giants -2.5.
On the road.
Both of these teams look bad.
Jets
on the road.
Are injured.
It's all in the same stadium.
I was being facetious. I was hoping you'd pick up on it.
It's like, can I just not choose to watch any of this game? And stay away from it because I don't care enough about it. I guess if you're going to force me to it.
It is a torture game to watch.
They're both teams.
Giants are down receivers.
Jets
are injured too.
Pets' heads are falling off. Give me the Jets. I don't know why. You're going to give me 2.5 points.
I'm going to take the G-men.
Okay.
Chiefs, the Titans off the board. We don't know about Mahomes. Cards at Buccaneers. Buccaneers -4.
Bucks. -4?
Yes.
I don't understand this.
Well,
I'm going to take the Cardinals. You give me 4 with the Cardinals, I'm taking them. They've been actually playing.
I like that.
A pleasant surprise.
I agree with that pick. Falcons at the Saints. Saints -13.
Wow. Gosh, does that have to be that big? I'm going to lay the points.
Maddie?
Lay the points.
You're recording that? We got a new drop. We got a whole new drop. I don't even know if Bob knows. But it's even better that he doesn't know. Just let's not screw this one up. We screwed up your drop about James, you and James doing lines. We just got one in the last 10 seconds. Just make sure that happens. You're taking the Saints?
Taking the Saints. Lay the 13. Falcons have been atrocious.
I agree with you. Saints at home. Dolphins at Colts. Colts minus 10.
Whew. Is the brisket playing?
Actually, he's iffy.
Hoyer's been pretty good. Right. I'm going to lay the points. Hoyer's been good.
Dolphins coming off that victory, though?
They don't want to consolidate it. They don't want to eliminate themselves from the chance of getting that one seed. There's still hope.
Wow. I'm going to take the 10. Ride the wave. Rams minus 3.5 of the Steelers. Maybe a tough little matchup for Goff. I'm not sure. No Brandon Cooks going on the road.
Steelers have been looking surprisingly good.
Rudolph is just enough if he doesn't turn the ball over. Like, you'd believe in them a little bit. What's going on? Connor still...
Samuels
is ready to go.
You know what?
It's a weird game, right?
If the weather's trash like it is right now...
I don't think it's supposed to be.
Well, I'm going to pretend like it might be. Give me the points.
I'm going to take them as well. Panthers at Packers. Packers minus 5.5.
5.5?
I mean, you lay put the, Cam on a... Yeah, Packers are favorite.
Lay the points.
You're going to lay the points.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about this less.
Well, Packers got smoked, right? Now they're back at Lambeau.
Yeah.
They'll be angry.
No, I'm thinking less. Not okay. Less thought.
I agree with you. Take the home team there. Vikes at Cowboys. Cowboys minus 3.
Okay.
Oh, I know. This is a tough one.
The purple people eaters.
What?
Taking them.
You are?
Yeah.
Line looks pretty right on. Cowboys a little more injured. Thielen's hamstring. Not a little worried about that.
Should be.
I'd love it with a hook. I mean, I'd love it with a hook, but you can't get it right now. You got to buy that half point. We can't do it on this show. I'm going to, unfortunately, go against my team. The mental hedge. Seahawks at 49ers. 49ers minus 6.
Minus 6? I'm going to take the Seahawks. I don't think they win, but I think that number's too big.
I agree with you. They got some – well, the San Francisco had 3 extra days to prepare for this, right, coming off Thursday night. So you get Shanahan with 3 extra days at home.
Yeah, but this is
– I know. It's a big deal.
It's a physical game. Yeah. I don't think it's going to get stretched.
I'll buy it with you. Take the Seahawks. By the way, before we get to the Bulletin next, I want to let you guys know this. A couple interesting props.